Stocks faltered at the start of a new week, ending a rare win streak as investors reassessed the risk-reward balance following the index's rally back to their pre-tariff announcement levels. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% on Monday, breaking a nine-day run of gains. That's its longest in almost 2 years. Shares of Berkshire Hathaway provided a hefty bit of the pressure, falling 5% from an all-time high after investing titan Warren Buffett announced he would step aside as CEO of the company at the end of this year. Apple is Berkshire's largest stock holding even after Buffett had cut back his ownership in the past year, and Apple shares lost 3% on the day. The big picture shows the S&P having rallied 17% up from its low 4 weeks ago. That was the moment of maximum fear of tariff disruption. The index now sits 8% below its record peak from February. With the economy seeming to hold up okay for now and the worst fears of tariff aggression apparently unlikely, investors might start to demand tangible progress in trade de-escalation in order to carry the market much higher from here. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.